a lot of commentators always tell me, Tony Johnson, one of them, always tells me, yeah, you're just a little hard on yourself. You're hard on yourself. And I kind of always thought being hard on myself was almost an attribute. But learning how to control that was probably what I needed to do. And I've had a lot of help. I've got a great team.
Hello, welcome to Dan's Got Change with Brightrock as the Dan Nicholls Show catches up with different guests, either past or possibly future, and spin some stories with some of our favourite people. In this case, somebody who certainly has been on the show and somebody whose life has taken a few turns for the better over the last little while, because Dean Burmester, once a stalwart of the Sunshine Tour, is now not only a European Tour winner, but a man who's going to be calling America home. Burmie, a warm welcome. Lovely to have you here, and congratulations, PGA Tour, here we come.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I suppose good things come from being on your show, so anybody who wants to get a forward step in their career, definitely head on to the Dan Nicholls Show, because since I've been there, it's gone strength to strength for me, and I've played great golf all around the world, and yeah, now I'm a PGA Tour member, and come January, moving to Florida, packing the family up and finding somewhere else to call home for a little while. So it's all exciting and it's great. And so far it's been awesome over there, and I'm excited to kind of settle down and give it a full season.
You've always been an incredible golfing talent. There's always been a lot of excitement the way you played. But I think most people for a period of time kind of got the feeling, well, here's this guy who can hit the ball obscene distances, but maybe he's not quite the complete package. And yet something's changed. And the Dean Burmester we see now, still hitting at obscene distances, and I'm very envious of that. But just both as a golfer who seems to have all of the shots now, but also a golfer who seems a lot more composed. You seem to have found a space where you're just more relaxed, more comfortable, and more successful as a result.
Yeah, I think a lot of commentators always tell me, Tony Johnson, one of them, always tells me, yeah, you're just a little hard on yourself. You're hard on yourself, and I kind of always thought being hard on myself was almost an attribute. But learning how to control that was probably what I needed to do. And I've had a lot of help. I've got a great team. Moved to, I don't want to give him a name drop, but I will, Grant Fienstra. Moved to Grant. About 4.5 years ago. And since I've been with him, I've learned a lot about the golf swing and the ball flight. So that understanding has certainly helped me. And then I've got a mental coach from London, Andy Duncan, who used to be a procession drummer. And, he was always under pressure, making records and things. And, having him outside of golf, giving me kind of life advice and how to handle pressure situations on and off the golf course has helped tremendously. And I think that's been a big step for me, certainly this year and going forward, just learning how to control my emotions and still use, some of the attributes I do have, but knowing that there's a lot of growth and room for improvement is cool. And that's kind of exciting for me personally. And like you say, I've reaped the rewards for that.
Is there also a degree to which Dean Burmester is just a bit more balanced being a family man?
Yeah, of course. Not a young 20-year-old on the Sunshine Tour traveling every week with your mates. Now I'm paying for nappies and paying house bills, electricity bills, and those kinds of things. So, your mental side shifts to that, and knowing you've got a bigger responsibility. I've got two boys now, and a wife, and two dogs, and a few things to support here back home, and knowing that I've got more than myself out there on the golf course is cool, and it's something to play for. It's my why, and it keeps me training and getting in the gym and getting out there and smashing thousands of golf balls and trying to get better. It's purely for them and myself. So, having that as a drive is certainly a big factor.
Was there a particular round, a particular tournament, maybe even just a particular stretch of a few holes where things suddenly changed in your head and you suddenly thought, you know what, I'm in a different place now?
Yeah, it was actually quite a few years ago, before I even won a co-sanctioned event, the Swanee Open. I played, so that December, I played the SA Open because I had no money left in my bank account. And about 4 weeks before that, I broke my thumb playing a cricket match on a Sunday afternoon, a last man standing match, going in for a catch, and it hit the tip of my thumb and I snapped it off. And I went to the SA Open at Glendower, and I think Morton or Madsen won that year, and the rough was particularly bad. And I still had two pins in my thumb, and I was playing with the stint on, you know, the stint, and you know, I mean, I made the cut and didn't have the best weekend, but making that cut kind of made me realize, geez, maybe I can do that. This is a European Tour event at that stage, co-sanctioned with us, and I'm making a cut with a broken thumb. So maybe if I knuckle down and change the way I do things, I could make more of this than just being a Sunshine Tour pro. And that was really a big kind of week for me. And from there I went, you know, obviously to where I am now. So I still remember that, and I won't forget it. And I don't want to go back there, that's for sure. You know, who knows what this game's going to store, but that's always something I'll remember.
But ultimately, it has given you so much. And I think that is what inspires the logo we see on your rather cool hat, which is your opportunity to give back. And you're using your platform, which is golf, to make some change in a space that's obviously very important to you.
Yeah. Conservation is massive, purely because we've got other generations. You've got kids. I've got kids. We know, you know, we want to be able to see these animals in their natural habitat, in the wilds. And you know, we want to see a lot of them. We don't want to go into the Kruger National Park and not see rhino. We don't want to go into the Kruger National Park and not see lion or elephant or anything. And our initiative, Birdies for Rhinos, has gone from strength to strength, and we're involved with a great non-profit now, Connected Conservation and Doc Watson, and they're helping animals all over the world, but we specifically are involved with rhinos and the golfers, and it's done amazing. So many guys are so into it. You know, we've got a little WhatsApp chat, and there are a lot of comments going around and a lot of things flying on there. But at the end of the day, everybody wants to go see, you know, where their money is going and what difference they're making. And when they do get there, you know, anybody who comes back from the project is mind blown, really. They can't believe kind of the intensity of what's happening on a day-to-day basis, but on top of that, you know, what the necessities are and what needs to be in place so that they can survive at the moment. And hopefully what we're doing makes a big difference, and we're going to see these animals in the wild forever, not just for a long time. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it? I mean, we're fighting this just so that we can have our kids and their kids and their kids all see rhinos in the wild. So long may it continue, and long may I keep making a lot of birdies.
And doing so on an even more high-profile platform with the PGA Tour. Family will be packed up. Away you go. What's exciting you most beyond just the golf of this huge change in the life of Dean Burmester?
Yeah, I think America in itself offers its own opportunities and different things. You know, I've got quite a few friends over there that I haven't seen for a long time, or certainly spent a lot of time with over the last sort of 10 years or so, due to my career. And now I'm going to have that opportunity as well. So that's great. And seeing the whole of America, doing what I love is, you know, something I've wanted to do since I was a kid, standing on a putting green at Hillside Golf Club in Matari. You know, you never stood there thinking, well, this is to win the, you know, Zim Open. You know, you stood there saying, well, this is to beat Tiger Woods at the Masters, or this is to beat him at, you know, whatever tournament was actually on the TV that weekend. So because Tiger was winning everything at that stage, and now I get that opportunity. Possibly if he comes back, it could be against him. If not, I still get to try and go and win those tournaments. And I've played a couple, and man, they've been awesome. It's been fantastic to go to those golf courses knowing, wow, watch that on TV so many times. And here I am, I'm standing here playing the hole where Jonathan Bird hit a hole in one in a playoff to win, you know, and I get to stand there and hopefully try and hit a hole in one. Not that I did, but it was cool. It's really, really quite surreal. And it's a dream come true.
Well, look, the only downside to all of this is we're going to be losing a lot of sleep late on Sunday nights watching you in the final grouping over the course of 2023. But it'll be a sacrifice well worth making, because it's a career you've worked so hard for. You've put so much effort into it. It's had its lows, as you say, but very much its highs at the moment, and added to by the incredible charity work you're doing. Enjoy it. We'll be watching from afar, cheering you on from afar. And if you miss a cut or two, just come back and join us on the Dan Nicholls Show again, and we'll set you to right.
There you go. Perfect. I'm in.
There we go. Dean Burmester, Sunshine Tour champion, a European Tour champion, and don't give it too much longer, we'll be calling him a PGA Tour champion as well, star golfer, and a great champion of conservation as well. This is Dan's Got Change with Bright Rock. Look out for another terrific guest next week as season 16 of The Dan Nichols Show continues.